100% to Cousin Jed, sitting on the porch. I won't retire, but I might retread. Seem like that guy singing this song. Thank you. 60s, he was pretty shell-shocked, and he stayed in his house for a long time before he would come out. But finally, he decided to come out and see what was going on, see if he could blend in, although he wasn't too sure. And he decided to go to a bar up on the hill. He went there that night. That's when he met Edith, his wife. She was dancing, and the way she moved, there just wasn't anything else Earl wanted to look at for the rest of his life, so he married. And then Earl and Edith, they had a pair of twins, Sun and Luna Green. Beautiful little babies. But Luna didn't make it. So Sun was their pride and joy. Sun's not here right now, she's doing her homework. Right up there. Yeah, there she is. And he's working on a book report. It's a book called How to Use the Media. It's written by a politician, but it might be written by a lawyer. And she's also working on a special project. It's something that's supposed to come out of her own head, something she cares about a lot. It's called Alaska, Saving the Wilderness by Sun Green.
Living on the double E.
appreciate it very much. Thank you. In Greendale, there's a little jail. It was built in 1911. And it's at 666 Meadow Avenue. Now, there's an occupant there in the jail. And he's invisible. His name is, well, they call him all kinds of things. Lucifer, Satan, the devil. And rock and roll, they sometimes call him rock and roll. He's dangerous, and I'm not going to talk about him anymore because I don't want to upset you people up there. I can see you're raging. Be calm. Now this song's not about the devil. It's about Captain John Green. Now, the captain has a boat, and he keeps it at the wharf. The condemned wharf in Greendale, and it's well, it's falling down. That's why it's condemned. But he still stays there. He's moored just off the end of the wharf, and he's sending in his crew, two teenagers he has working for him, pick up some supplies today, and he's telling them not to linger in Greendale, just pick up the supplies and come on back. So, you know, they being teenagers, of course, have another plan. And it's a good plan. Now, they're going to get lucky in Greendale. And they're going to go to John Lee's, see the Imitators, and start dancing and drinking and have a good time. So. We'll be right back. Stick with me on this, especially you in the third row. I want you to stick around with me on this meeting. Very important, for the whole story falls apart if you don't follow this. And then maybe even if you do follow. Okay, so they had a big meeting and a series of meetings about the sign. And they made the sign 8 feet wide, 3 feet high, green, with shiny lettering on it, like an interstate sign. Everybody could see, you know, they were leaving Greendale. Maybe they'd come back, you know. Also, it was a big deal, and they put the sign up, but you can't see it anymore. It was 3 weeks later, a huge media conglomerate came and put up a billboard right in front of it. Now, the billboard itself caused a lot of trouble in town because of some of the things that it said. And it kept changing, and it always was saying something funny. But besides not being too popular with most people, it was pretty popular with Officer Carmichael, who parked his car under it, and was his cruiser was able to maintain and get his quota every week, catching people speeding out of Greendale. Now, one other aside about this is the company that put this up, this huge conglomerate, part of it is owned by the President of the United States. I thought that was very interesting. But I can't prove it.
To have little special things, you know, like little field days and things on the weekend. And whenever that happened, Officer Carmichael was right there donating his time, directing traffic, keeping an eye out. So when he was shot by Jed Green, it really polarized the community, about 95% to 5%. Everybody wanted to get in jail and get Jed Green for themselves. And Officer Carmichael's widow took it very hard, and she had her friends over to the house to help her clean up and change the way the house looked so that she wouldn't have to grieve all the time seeing these pictures of Carmichael around. He had a lot of pictures because he was proud to be a policeman, and he had pictures of himself and his brothers in arms up there in blue with the, wearing their uniforms and their guns and with their badges. Special things that happened, there'd be commemorative pictures of all the events, and so he was proud and he had a lot of pictures. She wanted them all taken down, anything with a uniform or a gun, including the duck hunting pictures. So they took them down, and Officer Carmichael had some secrets of his own.
He played it.
straight down the line. One by one, the officers spoke. The service drew to a close. He had no living relatives, but his wife, she never showed. She just couldn't face the men. They got in their cars, drove home as directly as they could. Thank you.
told you about Earl Green. I said he was a Vietnam vet. I know you'll remember that. He got back here, like I said, he had a little trouble getting out of his house. And that didn't go away when he married Edith. It got more intense, actually, and it started driving him pretty crazy. He tried to get a job, and he couldn't hold the job because he kept hallucinating, seeing things and hearing things. So he became a painter, and he painted pictures. They were like kind of psychedelic-looking pictures, very detailed. And he'd get so focused on them, he'd forget about everything. Forget about all of the things in his head. And son used to come by his studio every day after school, check out what he was doing. She thought he was like Picasso, some great artist. And she knew the paintings were special because she could hear voices coming out of them. She would stand in front of them, and after a few minutes, she'd start hearing things. She always heard the same things. Lovers talking to one another, and whispering and laughing, and then gunshots, people running through mud, screaming, banging against things, and horrible crashes of people screaming, yelling at each other, and it would all go away, and the lovers would come back, and just be the wind blowing. She knew her dad was a genius. His paintings were very special. So the sad thing is that Earl could never sell a painting because people dismissed it as some psychedelic 60s hippie kind of thing. And there wasn't really a market for it. So even though he took it to all the galleries and he took his paintings, he painted a lot of paintings and took them around, and he had a Winnebago and he drove around the area trying to get to different galleries sell his paintings, but he never could do it, so he had to live off Grandpa's money. Grandpa had a lot of money, though, because he invested early in the Western Pacific Railroad when he was working for it, and it paid off big time. So, anyway, Earl was okay, but he didn't feel very good about having to live off Grandpa's money. I don't think many men feel good about having to live off anybody else. This is a tune here, song for Earl Green. Go to your friends. family for so many years. What you're working for. One more big score. What are you trying to prove? Try to get closer, but not too close. Try to get through. Touch you now. Well, I can touch you now. You're invisible. You've got too many secrets. Bob Dylan said that. Something like that. Someday. Just like Elvis used to have them. Grandpa loved those biscuits, and Grandma knew it. And she used to love to watch him eat them. Every morning it was like a ritual. She put down the paper and the biscuits. Grandpa would look at him, his mom. And there they were, having the biscuits, reading the paper, when suddenly the whole house started shaking, and Grandma's china started rattling on the walls. She's looking up at it, and it's vibrating, and the whole house is shaking, and it's very, very loud, and something loud is happening. It might be an earthquake. But no, I looked out the window, and right over the neighbor's back lawn, there was a helicopter about 20 feet off the ground with a cameraman sitting in the side of it, an open door, shooting at Grandma and Grandma. Grandma and grandfather were having breakfast. And they looked out at them, and they saw out front of the house was a bunch of vans, a bunch of generators, satellite dishes, executives, people with numbers on their jackets. It was the media over there. They come to do a special on the Green family. They wanted to talk to Grandpa about Jed Green, the cop killer, because the people have a right to know. Well, Grandpa didn't think that they had a right to know. He thought it was his deal. Even a fair and balanced look at it wasn't necessary. And so Grandma and Grandpa grabbed the infrared controller and ran out the back door, got in the garage, fired up the Eldorado. Grandma driving, of course. She drove really fast. They took off through Greendale, got on the back roads, and headed back to the Double E, through the green fields, down the dusty road, leaving a trail of dust you could see for miles, like a rooster tail behind a speedboat. And Grandpa was sitting there in the seat going, this ain't too bad. I'm going to go see Son now. We can see Son, we can talk to her. As Grandpa was very proud of Son, she was going to somehow carry on the green tradition, if not the green name. But when they arrived at the Double E, Grandpa found out Son was gone. Son was in town, visiting Jed in jail. So Grandpa went in, sat down in the living room. And Grandma said, I'm going into town. I'm going to go see Great-Grandma. And I'll be back with some food for dinner. Now, Great-Grandma's a great cook. She's about 105 now. She's about 4'11". And she drinks rye whiskey and smokes cigarettes. She's pretty healthy, actually. She's pretty fiery. And she makes all the food that she can out of her garden. And she raises a few things, some chickens and a few small animals, and that's what they eat, what she raises.
Grandma and I had the
to leave home now, son. And they ought to cut the line. And Grandma, come and see me. I got a new song to sing. It's longer than all the others combined. And it doesn't mean a thing.
Thank you.
the Little League baseball team, and a seedy shot of Jet on a motorcycle. Grandpa died like a hero, fighting for freedom of silence, trying to stop the media, trying to be anonymous. as well into the eagle's beak.
Yeah.
story became confused. She still liked to meet Julia Butterfly, but see what remedy brings. Be a goddess in the planet wars, trying to save a living thing. That might not be easy, living on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies.
got numbers on the side. In a gun, sticking things away. And he's gone, my brother's out. Thank you. So much love, my God. Thank you. myself spread eagle on the track. And the train might burn, but then I'm over fast.
And I know we should.
Oh, yeah.